今天，我会引用很多很多的圣经节。
Today I will be citing a lot of scripture verses.
但是我们没有办法每一次去查，每一次去详细的看。
But we're not going to be able to read each verse.
所以，如果你能够把它记下来，我讲什么书几章几节的时候，你记下来，你回家慢慢看。
So it would be helpful if you want to write down the verses, the references of the verses, the chapters and verses, then you can go back and read these verses later.
因为我发现我今天在准备今天的这个第四个部分的时候，如果把它分成两个部分就太短了。
Because I realized that if, when I was preparing for this fourth part of Joshua, I realized if I divide them into two portions, it'd be too short.
但是一次讲完的话就比较长了。
But when I'm trying to combine this into one session, it feels a little long.
所以就是只有这样子做。
So this is what we're going to do.
然后如果我们读圣经的时候，如果旁边的人翻不到的话，你也请你帮旁边的人翻一下，比较快一点。因为多数年轻人恐怕都是用手机了现在。但是有些年纪大的可能就是翻不到了，那就请你帮他们一下。
So also if somebody sitting next to you have a hard time finding the scripture verses, please help them along.
所以我们今天继续讲约书亚记。
So we'll continue with the book of Joshua.
上一次我们提到以色列人在神和约书亚的带领底下呢，占领了大部分的迦南地的中部和南部。
Last time we talked about under the leadership of Joshua, the Israelites had already conquered the middle and the southern portion of the land of Canaan.
那么十一章呢，就接下去他们就去攻打迦南北部的诸城国。
So starting from chapter 11, they started to attack the northern part of the Canaan.
因为在这个诸国里面，诸城国里面有一个做头的夏所王。
Among these nations, in the northern part of the land of Canaan, there was a king called Hazor.
他联络附近的诸王呢，就来到一个米伦的水边。
He made alliance with the other kings in the surrounding regions and came to this place called Madon.
他们一同安营，要想跟以色列人来征战。
They encamped together to fight against the Israelites.
这个时候呢，神就对约书亚说了。
So at that time, God told Joshua.
他说你们打仗的时候要砍断他们马的蹄筋。
And so the Lord said, when you are fighting, you need to hamstring their horses.
然后用火焚烧他们所有的车辆。
And burn their chariots with fire.
所以呢，你知道神也会给，这已经不是头一次了。上一次神也是叫他去这个设立那个伏兵。
So you know this is not the first time that God gave instruction to Joshua. Remember the last time he told Joshua to ambush. Yeah.
那么所以呢，约书亚神说什么他就听什么，他就照着神的话去做。
So Joshua really followed the Lord's directions, and so he just did exactly what the Lord told him.
所以他就率领所有的那些兵丁在米伦的水边就突然向前攻打他们。
So he led the all the Israelite people of war, and they came upon the enemy suddenly by the waters of Merom.
然后他一面就照神的指示，就真的就砍断他们马的蹄筋，用火焚烧他们的车辆。
And he did exactly according to what the Lord instructed him. He hamstrung the horses and burned their chariots with fire.
而且他把这些诸王哈。的这个联军啊，把他们击杀，一个都没有留下。
And he also spared nobody when he was attacking the alliance of the kings.
因为这是摩西以前给他的吩咐。
Because that was the instruction by Moses.、Previously.
所以圣经上约书亚记十一章十五节是说，耶和华怎样吩咐他仆人摩西，摩西就照样吩咐约书亚，约书亚也照样行，没有一件懈怠不行。
So Joshua 11:15 recorded, just as the Lord had commanded Moses, his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses.
So these cities were conquered.
So these cities were conquered.
而这城里所有的财物还有牲畜呢，都被以色列人取来做掠物了。
And all the properties and the livestock became the booties of the Israelites.
那这样呢，基本上他们算是拿到了迦南的北部的地区，因为那是北方的联军。
So they obtained the northern part of the land of Canaan.
所以这个时候，我们的中文圣经就第一次说，于是国中太平，没有征战了。
So the Bible for the first time said, the land, thus the land had rest from war.
你听英文的翻译，再请。
Yeah, English says the land had rest from war.
这不太一样啊。那么当年迦南地有许多的森林地。
So at that time, the land of Canaan had a lot of forest land.
所以他们分地的时候，主要是以那个城大城城邑来分的。
So then, when they were dividing the land, they were dividing according to the cities.
如果这个城的附近已经有被开荒出来的农地，还有牧放牲畜的地的话呢，才算是可以分的城邑。
If the surrounding areas of the city has already had like farmlands and pasture land for livestock, then that city would be considered applicable for division.
那个时候呢，是不是以这个地区的大小来分的
？It was not based on the size of the area.
所以从十一章的记载里面，我们可以看出，这个时候他们基本上已经拿下了迦南地的中部、南部和北部一些重要的城邑。
So according to the chapter 11 of Joshua, we could see that at that time they had already conquered the middle portion, the southern portion, and the northern portion of the main cities. Many cities in these places.
Yeah, Canaan. Mm-hmm. 所以虽然那个时候还有一些城还没有拿到手。
So even though some cities were still not conquered,
他们这个时候已经可以开始分那个把拿到手的地分了。
They were already able to start divide the lands that they've already got.
可以分给一些的支派。
And to the several tribes.
所以中文圣经就说，于是国中太平，没有征战了。又说一次。
So again, the Bible repeated to say, thus the land has rest from war.
这个英文你听看又是不一样了啊。的英文，如果你真的翻成中文的话，就是说全地没有征战，进入安息。
So the English translation is slightly different from the Chinese, because when you directly translate the English translation to Chinese, that would means there's no more war and they actually have rest.
因为这个是这个讲这个得到安息这个字哈。是英文的翻译，是跟这个 NASB 的翻译，还有那个 Darby 翻译，这是跟那个Interlinear Bible 就是最靠近原文的翻译一样的。
So the word rest is actually a very accurate translation based on either the NASB translation or the Darby's translation. It's actually the closest is of the closest meaning to the original version.
在我因为平常不大常看约书亚记。
I don't often read the book of Joshua.
但是我这次发现我在学习这一本书的时候，我发现我大概自己得到的最多。
But this time, as I read this in depth, I realized I have gained so much.
好像神现在跟我讲。
God was really speaking to me.
这本书我后来发现它是不是算是记历史书
So you can't not really say this is a historical book.
它是被整个这个他们归类的时候，圣经学家归类的时候，他们是被归在先知书里面。
It was actually classified as a book of prophecy.
所以你看见它特别用的字很有意思，他就说这个全地是进入安息的时候，他就是说这个国中太平没有征战，这不是这个意思，其实是全地没有征战进入安息。
So that's why when the wordings used in this book is very interesting, and so they're not exactly saying the whole land no longer has war. It instead it says the land has rest from the war.
这个英文呢就非常清楚。
So the English translation is very good and clear.
那么接下去约书亚记十二十三章就讲到摩西在约旦河东是已经把那个地给了流便加德和半个马拉西支派。
So later in chapter 12 and 13, it's recorded that then the land on the east side of the river Jordan was given to the Reubenites and the Gadites and half tribe of Manasseh.
Yes. 也讲到这个约书亚在约旦河西呢杀了31个王。
And it also mentioned that at the west side of the River Jordan, actually Joshua led the Israelites and to kill 31 kings.
既然这个时候全地已经进入安息了啊。
Since at that time, the whole land already had rest from war.
约书亚也年纪那个时候也年纪大了。
Joshua was also of advanced age.
所以这个时候神就告诉约书亚把河西之地啊，就是约旦河西之地研究要分给另外9个半支派。
So God told Joshua to divide the land to the west of the Jordan River to the 9.5 tribes of Israelites by lot.
为什么半个马拿西支派在河西东，半个在河西？
Why would the half tribe of Manasseh were on the east side of the Jordan River, whereas the other half were on the west side?
起先是他们摩西允许，因为他们觉得那个地方对他们很合适放牧。
Because at the beginning, Moses allowed that to happen because in the half tribe of Manasseh felt that land on the east side was very appropriate for them to for their livestock.
但是我觉得大家也都觉得说这好像是做一个 link 啊，就是一个两边都有嘛，所以就是说这是一家人的意思。
But on the other hand, it's also sort of a link that there are tribes, there are actually people on both sides of the Jordan River. Therefore, that means they are actually of one family.
那在这个地方啊，你就会发现约瑟的两个儿子以法莲、马拿西算是两个支派。
So you will realize thatThe two sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh, they are counted as two tribes.
因为你知道他们在旷野走的时候是12个支派围绕着约柜走。
You know, when they were wandering in the wilderness, the 12 tribes were walking surrounding the Ark of the Covenant.
利未支派是照管这个约柜和属神的事情的支派。
The tribe of Levites would take care of the Ark of the Covenant and the issues of the tabernacle.
这个利未支派除了献给神的火祭是他们的产业之外
the tribe of the Levites, they only have their inheritance as the burnt offering by fire.
还有耶和华祭司的职任也算是他们的产业。
And their priesthood to the Lord is also counted as their inheritance.
这个是在甚至你去看13章14节、18章7节、13章33节，你就会发现，甚至耶和华以色列的神也是他们的产业。
So if you read Joshua 13:14 and 18:7 and 13:33, you will realize it also says the God, the Lord, the God of Israel, is also their inheritance.
所以他们在分产业的时候，基本上。不是一个支派一个支派这样子分的。
So therefore, when they are dividing the inheritance, it wasn't exactly according to the tribes.
那他们虽然没有这个地业，跟别的支派真的所谓的十二个支派不一样的分法啊，但是摩西让他们有48个诚意，还有他旁边的郊野。
Even though the Levites didn't have a true land as inheritance, Moses allowed them to have 48 cities with the surrounding areas.
他们使他们不但能够居住，也可以牧养牲畜，安置财物这些。
They could not only reside there, they would also have place for their pasture land, for their livestock, and for their possessions.
所以你会发现他们这48个诚意啊，是遍布全以色列。
So you will notice that the 48 cities that the Levites have are spread all over the land of Israel.
河东也有，河西也有。
Both on the east side of the River Jordan and the west side.
我想这个目的就是说，他们可以帮助十二个支派来敬畏神，因为他们是等于是服侍神的。
So that they can help the 12 tribes to serve the Lord, to honor God.
然后呢？最后他们又从这48个诚意里面选出6座为陶城。
Then later they also selected 6 cities from these 48 as sanctuary cities.
也是在这个河东河西都有的。
That's also on both sides of the River Jordan.
而且他们，我如果记得不错的话，他们是任何一个地方到任何一个到最近的朝城，大概不会超过两天。
If I remember correctly, that from anywhere in Israel, the distance to any one of the sanctuary city should be within 2 days.
所以就让那些无心但是误杀了人的人可以逃到那里，就得到保护了。
So that the people who unintentionally killed other people, these men can flee to these cities and to avoid from any punishment.
那么我们到了约书亚记第十四章。
So when we come to chapter 14 of the book of Joshua,
这个亚伦的儿子也是祭司嘛，叫做以利亚撒，他继承亚伦做祭司。
Aaron's son, the chief priest, Eleazar.
这个约书亚和以利亚撒还有以色列各支派的族长，要分这个河西的地研究给九个支派办的时候。
So Eleazar, Joshua, and the heads of the households of the tribes of Israel, they apportioned their inheritance by lot.
你就看见犹大支派的这个加勒就先来见。约书亚把他的要求提出来。
You see, Caleb from the tribe of Judah came first to ask for his inheritance.
所以我们现在就先来看一下这个加勒这个人。
Let's take a look at Caleb first.
那以色列当年出埃及的时候，大概时间是因为那个时候太早了，所以他们没有办法决定到底是什么时间，但是基本上是在西元前1400年到1240年之间。
So the timing of the Israelites exiting Egypt was about 1420 and 14...
哦，这个是进入约旦河，我讲错，进入约旦河西的时候，大概是那个时候。
Oh, sorry. It was about the timing of them entering the west side of the Jordan River into the land of Canaan. That was about... 1420 BC.
1400 or 1240 BC.
1400 to 1240 BC.
那么他们在这40年前他们就出了埃及。
So prior to that, 40 years prior to that, they had already exited Egypt.
Yeah. 那以色列人出了埃及两年以后呢，神就叫这个摩西每一个支派派一个做首领的人去探这个应许地。
So 2 years after the Israelites left Egypt, a God, Moses asked two men from each tribe to spy out the Canaan land.
One man from each
tribe to spy out the land of Canaan.
我们都大家我想都记得，他们四十天以后回来的话，里面有十个探子就散布这些坏消息。
I think we all remember that after 40 days, these 12 men returned, and 10 of those 12 men actually spread the bad news.
这个时候，加勒是这个人，他第一个站出来，他来安抚百姓。
Caleb was the first one to stand up and calm down the people.
他是犹太支派的探子。
He was the spy from the tribe of Judah.
他觉得以色列人啊一定能够得胜的，所以他建议应该上，马上上去得那个地。
He felt surely the Israelites will win, so they should, the all the people should go up and fight.
但是这些其他的会众因为听了那十个探子的话，他们就不但不听这个 Caleb 的话，还喧嚷、哭嚎，还甚至还要想回到埃及去。
But the rest of the people, after hearing the bad news, discouraging news from the other 10 spies, they were not willing to listen to Caleb. Instead, they whined and cried and wanting to just not go up and get the inheritance.
到最后，那个以法莲支派的约书亚和加勒就一起撕裂衣服，啊，对全会众说话了。
So then Joshua from the tribe of Ephraim, along with Caleb, tore their own clothes and said to the congregation.
在民数记十四章八到九节。
That was recorded in Numbers 14, 8 to 9.
他说耶和华如果喜悦我们的话，就必将我们领进那极美之地。
It says, if the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us.
极美之地，而且他觉得这是非常美丽的地儿。
A land of which flows with milk and honey.
他你们不可以背叛耶和华的。
And just only do not rebel against the Lord.
也不要怕那个地方的居民，因为他们那个时候听了有巨人，是很怕的。
And do not fear the people of the land, because at that time they were afraid of the giants in the land.
因为有耶和华与我们同在。
For the Lord is with us.
但是这些十个探子跟其他的会众不但不听，而且那个时候还要打，拿石头要把他们打死，把他们两个人打死。
But all the congregation along with those 10 spies, they not only wouldn't want to listen to Caleb and Joshua, but also they stoned them. They set to stone them with stones.
那当然后来这个事情就过去了，但是现在加勒来到约书亚面前的时候，他就提醒约书亚，那个时候他40岁，加勒40岁。
So now Caleb came to Joshua and reminded him of this event and said, at that time I was 40.
他觉得他是专心跟从耶和华神。
I followed the Lord fully.
然后摩西那天呢，也照着神的话，就启示说他脚所踏之地定然归他和他的子孙为业。
And previously Moses also was, had the revelation from God and saying,At that day, all the lands that his feet tread on will be his inheritance.
Yeah, his and his descendants' inheritance. Okay. So, this 加勒呢，大概是在78岁的时候进入应许美地。
So Caleb went to the promised land at the age of 78.
因为他打了7年的仗以后，现在是85岁，所以他大概78岁进入应许美地。
So he fought for 7 years, and after that, and he now he was about 85 years old.
Yeah. 但是他现在虽然是85岁，他觉得他还是强壮如昔，跟以前一样的啊。
Now even though he is 85 years old, he said he was as strong as he was 40.
所以他就请约书亚把神那天应许他的那个亚纳族巨人所在的希伯伦这个城给他。
So he asked that he could obtain the city of Hebron that belonged to the Anakim, the giants, Anakim, the giants.
这当年就是他们那些以色列人怕的最怕的就是这个巨人，亚纳族的巨人。
So the Anakim giants were the what the Israelites were most afraid of back in the day of the early days.
但是犹大就是要求那个地方。
But the Caleb specifically asked for that land.
在约书亚的祝福底下呢，希伯伦就变成加勒的产业了。
So by the blessing of Joshua, Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb.
原因是为什么？因为加勒专心跟随神。
So Caleb followed God fully, and that was the reason that he got that inheritance.
那么你这句话就是说加勒专心跟从神，你可以在民数记14:24找到。
You can find that verse in Numbers 14:24.
然后约书亚记也有3次，14:8、14:9跟14:14。
Joshua also mentioned that 3 times.
我觉得没有问题，因为什么呢？因为我就觉得说，今天我要分享的是实在是非常重要，所以我觉得抽筋一定要倒带，对呀。所以大家一面听一面祷告，真是求主向我们说话，而且主自己在这里掌王权。
Yeah, that's okay, because when we are sharing especially important messages, the enemy will want to attack us, and why not to, you know, disturb us? But let's pray while we listen and about the message, and we will. God is in control, and He will conquer.
Yeah, 我们晓得亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和犹大都是葬在希伯伦。
We know that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were all buried in Hebron and Judah as well.
那么后来这个加勒自己呢， 也就葬在这个祖坟。
And then later, Caleb himself was also buried in this place.
那希伯伦这个字有很多的意思。
So the word of Hebron has many meanings.
彭仲平就是讲是 fellowship, 对不对？
So Brother Peng already told us this. One of the meaning is a fellowship.
我就选了这个联合 union 结合。
So I chose the other meaning, the meaning called union and togetherness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.那么这个居民呢，他这里面的居民是巨人亚纳族里面最巨大的人，最高大的人了。
So the residents here are the giants, the biggest giants, of the Anakim.
Yeah. 然后他这个城呢，又是非常宽大又坚固。
And the city was also extremely big and solid.
所以这个十个探子就最怕就是这件事情。
So the ten the ten spies were most afraid of this.
但是加勒呢，因为他专心跟从神，他就得到这个城为他的产业。
But Caleb, because he followed the Lord fully, therefore he was able to obtain this city.
然后你看这个城有多重要，后来就把这个希伯伦这个城和属神属这个城四围的郊野给了祭司亚伦的子孙。
So this city was extremely important. So the later on, the city, along with the surrounding lands and pasture lands, were given to the tribe of the Israelites. Levites.
Aaron.
Aaron and the offsprings of Aaron.
是就是说利未人的四十八座城里面的一座。
So it was one of the 48 cities that belonged to the Levites.
然后最后他这个立位的部分啊，又被立作六座朝臣之一。
Then later, one the portion that belonged to Levi was also counted as one of the six sanctuary cities.
Yeah. 但是那你说加勒怎么办？他还是有属希伯伦城的田地跟村庄为产业。
And then Caleb still had the fields of and the villages that belonged to Hebron.
你可以在那个约书亚记二十一章九到十三节看见。
So that remained as Caleb's inheritance. That was recorded in Joshua 21:9-13.
所以你就看见希伯伦这个城是非常的重要，联合。
So the city of Hebron is of major importance because it means union.
那么这个圣经在加勒得了这个希伯伦为产业以后，下面就接下去，马上就说，于是国中太平，没有征战。这是中文的啊，先听英文的。
So and then later the Bible talked about again once Caleb obtained the Hebron as his inheritance, it says then the land rested from war.
Yeah, had rest from war.
Yeah.And the land had rest from war.
但是你去看圣经的时候，你就会发现别的地方也记载，明明记载说这个时候还有没有被毁灭、没有被毁灭的亚纳族人。
But if you read the Bible elsewhere, there's also recordings that the other places there are still Anakims that were not yet destroyed.
然后也还有其他的原住民。
And there are also other Canaanites who were living there.
所以这一句话现在提了两次。全地没有征战，进入安息，这到底是什么意思
？So it was mentioned twice here that the land had rest from war. What does it really mean?
这个我想就是在希伯来书三和四章就解释的非常清楚了。
So I think that was explained very clearly in the book of Hebrew, chapters 3 and 4.
我们一起请翻到三章，希伯来书三章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 3.
七到十四节。
Let's read verses 7-14.
我们中英一起念。
We'll read Chinese and English together.
希伯来三章七到十四节。
Hebrews 3:7-14.
好，请。
Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me, as in the day of trial in the wilderness.Where your fathers tried me by testing me and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with this generation and said, They always go astray in their heart, and they did not know my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God, but encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance from until the end. While it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me.
好，所以你看在这里很清楚，这个讲什么呢？这个是应许地是什么？神说是我的安息。
So here you can see very clearly that the promised land of inheritance is my rest.
看见没有？十一节哈。
I think verse 11.
因为他们有一批人就是不愿意进去的，结果都死掉了，没有进去。
Because some of them didn't want to enter the promised land, so they all died and they didn't enter.
所以你也在这里看见，不能进到神安息里面的，是被罪迷惑，心里刚硬，经过旷野，就是对我们今天来讲是经过试炼的时候，有不信从神的心态的人。
So you can see those who cannot enter the rest.Are those people who have an evil and a hardened heart, unbelieving heart, that falls away from the living God?
Yeah, 经过旷野就是对我们来讲就是经过试炼啊，这个 discipline 的时候。
They went through the wilderness. To us, it means we've been through testings, trials.
Yeah, 有不信从神心态的人。
So those people who have an unbelieving heart.
也不从他。
And they wouldn't follow.
不信也不从。
They will not believe. They will not follow.
Yeah. 所以如果你去看那个希伯来书四章，因为这三章四章很有关系的。
So chapter Hebrews chapters 3 and 4 are closely related. So if you look at chapter 4,
四章三节非常有意思。你等一下仔细听英文的，说造物之功从创世以来已经成全了。
Hebrews 4:3 says,
His work.
Yeah, his work. Okay, his work were finished from the foundation of the world.
四章三节。然后这个四章四节就说，到第七日，神就歇了他一切的功。
And Hebrews 4:4 says, God rested on the seventh day from all his works.
因为我们在时间里面，但是神在不在时间里面？
So we're in the boundary of time, but is God bounded by the time?
他不在时间的里面。
He is not.
他从起初他就看见最后了。
He at the very beginning already saw the end of things.
所以他就计划好了，决定好了，他就歇了他的功了。第七天他就歇了功了。
So he had made the plans. He had laid out the foundations, and then on the seventh day he rested.
所以。对于我们在新约时代的我们来讲，我们就应该看得比较清楚这一点。
So to us in the New Testament age, we should have a clear view about this.
耶稣基督已经为我们成就了一切了。
Jesus Christ has already accomplished all for us.
所以我们不需要失败。
So we don't need to fail.
我们经过旷野以后，应该就可以进到神的安息里面了。
After wilderness, we'll be able to enter His rest.
因为耶稣已经成功了嘛。
Because God is already victorious.
我们是他的身体，对不对
？We are His body.
对，是他的 member. 只要我们紧紧的依靠主，跟他合作，我们不会失败的，一定进入安息的。
As long as we lean on God and follow Him fully, we will not fail. We will surely enter His rest.
就像旧约，好可怜，他们那时候就两个人，就是。现在讲起来就是头一代的人只有两个人，就是约书亚和加勒。
So, you know, when you look back, it was kind of pity only two of them, Caleb and Joshua.
Yeah, 因为这两个人是什么？专心跟从神，所以他就进到神的安息里了。
Who were able to enter God's rest, because they fully followed God.
所以这是先知书，他不讲说太平没有征战，他是说安息。
So that's why that was a book of prophecy. It didn't say the land had peace. Instead, it says the land had rest.
那么这个时候，加勒在跟约书亚说的时候，他讲的话也很有意思。
At that time, when Caleb was talking to Joshua, his words were interesting too.
虽然他还是强壮如前啊，就是八十五岁的人了。
Even though he was still as strong as before at the age of 85,
但不管怎么样，他已经是八十五岁，慢慢进入老年期了，是不是
？But still, he was 85, entering his really senior age.
他实在不是完全知道还能够打多久的仗，对不对？因为这个仗也不知道要打多久。
He didn't know how long he could continue to fight the wars.
但是从另外一面来讲呢，摩西向他起过誓。
On the other hand, Moses had sworn to him.
如果你要看的话，是约书亚记十四章八到九节啊。
So that was, if you want to read the verses, it was Joshua 14:8-9.
所以加勒好歹也要去希伯伦把他的脚踩下去，对不对？
So no matter what, Caleb wanted to go to the land of Hebron and step his foot on there.
他专心跟从神是什么意思？就影射他对神的话有信心。
So what does it mean when we say Caleb followed God fully? It just implies that he has 100% faith to God.
我觉得圣经上对信心解释的最好的一句话是在罗马书十章十七节。
So I think the best interpretation of the word of faith is in Romans 10:17.
但是有的时候中文一翻译啊，我们就好像就有点糊涂了。
But oftentimes the English translation, Chinese translation would confuse us.
他说信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ.
但是你听英文就比较容易听懂了。
So English is, the English translation is more clear.
他就讲信心是从听见来的。
So it says faith comes from hearing.
是听见了什么，他才会有信心，对不对？
You got to hear something in order to have faith.
那你听见的是什么？是耶稣基督的话。这个话它有两个，我想我以前也讲过，一个是 logos， 一个是白纸落黑字的话，另外一个是活的话，是他讲的话。
And hearing by the word of Christ. So the word I previously also preached that there are two meanings. One is the words, recorded words in black and white, and then the other meaning is rhema, the living word.
Yeah.所以这个地方是 Rhema， 是说 hearing by the Rhema of Christ。
Yeah， so hear the word, hear this word in verse Romans 10:17. Hearing by the word of Christ was originally actually hearing by the Rhema of God of Christ。
所以我想这个神这个活的话也常常这样考验我们的。
So I think the Rhema of God also often tests us。
Yeah.是你要照着眼前你看得见的情况自己来分析呢？
So are you going to try to analyze according to what you see, the situations in front of you?
还是你要照着神活的话去走？
Or are you trying to walk according to the Rhema?
我真是盼望我们每一次，我自己而且盼望我们凡是属神的人，每一次都是跟着活的话走。
So I really hope that many of us, all of us who belong to God, will follow the Rhema of Christ.
这是真正的信心。
That is the true faith.
Yeah. 而且这两个人啊，那讲到那个约书亚跟加勒，他也影射了这个见证，二是因为二是见证的数字。
So these Caleb and Joshua also implies testimony because number two, the number two is number of testimony.
Yeah.神的律法里面讲好了，如果要定一个人有罪，一定要有两三个人的见证才能够成立的。
According to God's law, if you want to condemn anybody, it needs to be at least two people.
然后启示录十一章三和四节也提到，两个见证人，两棵橄榄树，两个灯台。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 11, it also mentioned two witnesses, two olive trees, and two lampstands.
所以你看见这个神做事很有意思啊。在这两个人约书亚跟加勒之前，在雅各以色列的十二个儿子里。
So before Joshua and Caleb, among the 12 sons of Israel,
约瑟是得到长子的名分。
Joseph had the the firstborn right.
那犹大也是因为他最后为了兄弟牺牲， 就成为神拣选的首领，或者说是君王。
And Judah, because he sacrificed for his brother, also got the kingship and the leadership from given by God.
然后你看见以色列人出埃及的时候，二十岁以上那个时候男子也只有两个人进入应许美地。
So when the Israelites left Egypt, of all the men ages 20 and above, only two were able to enter the promised land.
一个就是以法莲支派，就是后来被雅各或者说以色列立为约瑟长子的这个以法莲支派的约书亚。
One is Joshua from the tribe of Ephraim, which was set as the firstborn son of Joseph. Yeah.
另外一个是犹大支派的加勒。
The other is Caleb from the tribe of Judah.
又是这两个支派啊。
So again, it's these two tribes.
后来分地业的时候呢？
Later, when they were dividing the inheritance,
我们刚刚才讲到，第一个得到要求的是加勒。
The first one who obtained what he asked for was Caleb.
然后你会看见，在这个约书亚上，最后一个记载得到的呢，就是这个约书亚。
And in the book of Joshua, it also recorded that the last one who obtained the inheritance was Joshua.
在记载上面。
According to the recordings.
之后呢，在祭司以利亚撒和约书亚和以色列各支派族长的管理下，开始把河西的产业年就分给九个半支派的时候。
And later, when the priest Eleazar with Joshua and the heads of the tribes of the Israelites, and when they were trying to divide the land by lot,
这个第一个先得地业的是犹大支派。
The first tribe who obtained their inheritance was the tribe of Judah.
然后是以法莲。
Followed by Ephraim.
然后是半个马拿西支派。
Followed by the half tribe of Manasseh.
所以都是这两个支派，等于说跟约瑟支派两个支派是先的。
So these were the two tribes who were always mentioned ahead.
然后还有一个很有意思的事情我发现。
Then there's something very interesting.
犹大支派得到的地是在南部。
The land that was the inheritance of the tribe of Judah were in the south.
约瑟的以法莲支派和两个马拿西半支派得到的地差不多都是在北边。
So Joseph's sons, the tribe of Ephraim and the half tribe of Manasseh were very much on the northern side.
后来你知道，在这个他们进了这个应许地之后，很久很久，那个在所罗门王以后。他们分为南国跟北国，对不对
？You know, later when they entered into the promised land, they were divided. After the King Solomon, the nation was divided into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
南国就变成犹大，北国就叫以色列。
The southern kingdom was called Judah, and the northern kingdom was called Israel.
所以你看，神老早，神是没有时间的，他老早就分好了，就是什么人在哪里叫什么名字以后。
So you know, God is not bound by time. He knew way ahead what was going to be the end result.
然后神在以西结书37:15-19又说。
Then also in the book of Ezekiel, it was chapter 37:15-19.
又说在以法莲，神要把在以法莲手中的杖和犹大的杖。一同接连为一，在神的手里面成为一根。
So it says that the Lord of the word of the Lord came to Israel and said, for the Judah and for the sons of Israel, the sticks will be united. They may become one in your hand.
Yeah. 我在想，是不是就是讲现在的以色列啊？因为只有一个国了，全部都在一起了。
I think that refers to modern day Israel because there's only one nation now. It's all united.
所以你看见神做事啊，真的是早就完成了。
So you know God's deeds were accomplished way ahead.
我们只在时间里面慢慢慢慢慢慢慢慢的发现而已。
We are just discovering God's deeds gradually in the course of time.
这一件是非常重要，我们要感谢赞美主。
That's extremely important. We need to thank and praise our Lord.
等一下，我再讲为什么这么重要。那么大概是从18开始呢，以色列的会幕呢就从吉甲就搬到示罗了。
So starting from chapter 18 of Joshua, the tabernacle of the Israelites was moved from Gilgal to Shiloh.
分好这个给犹大支派跟以法莲支派和半马那西支派的地以后呢，这个他们就开始继续分地给剩下的七个支派。
After dividing the land to Judah, Ephraim, and half tribe of Manasseh, they continued to divide the rest of the land to the other nine and half tribes.
约书亚就吩咐他们每个支派要选三个人，所以一共二十一个人。
Joshua said to the sons of Israel to choose three people from each tribe, so totaling 21 people.
叫他们一起去走遍那个地方。
And asking them to go walk around the land together.
而且要把那个地写得很清楚，把它分成七份。
And they wanted to divide the land into seven portions in writing.
然后回来在神的面前研究。
Then they'll come back and cast lot before the Lord.
那么什么人可以研究得产业呢？这很重要啊。
So who is qualified to cast a lot and to gain an inheritance?
是摩西在河东的时候就和亚伦的儿子以利亚撒照耶和华的吩咐，把全部的以色列人按着家族这个就是 family 啊计算。
It was already based on the counting, the census, and that was performed by Moses on the east side of the river Jordan. They counted all the people that belonged to each tribe of the Israelites.
按照他们的家族啊，
according to their families.
计算凡二十岁以上能够出去打仗的才能够分产业。
It was based on all the people who are 20 years and older, and those who are able to go to war, then they can gain inheritance.
这个你如果要查的话，是民数记二十六章二节。
If you want to read in more detail, it was in Numbers 26.
所以数过了以后，就发现有六十万一千七百三十个人。
So when they did the census in Numbers 26 and 2,The all together were 601,730 people.
Yeah. 那么神是说要按照人民的数目，就是 number of names 啊，把地分给这每一个人为业。
And God said they wanted to divide the inheritance according to the number of the names.
Yeah. Dividing the whole land.
To divide the whole land.
而且研究的时候，他们要按照父亲支派的名字分地，那就一个支派就可以在一块儿嘛。
And so also when they were casting the lot, they wanted to divide the land according to the names of the fathers of each tribe.
那家中呢，就以二十岁出去打仗的人为准。如果他家里面二十岁以上出去打仗的人多的话呢，那就多分产业，对不对？就等于多分了。
And it will be according to the number of the people who are 20 years of or older and able to go to war. So if you have more of these kind of people, you get have more land.
人少的话呢，那就这个家里面的产业就少。
If you have fewer people in your household or family, then you have less land.
因为必须要照被数的人数分产业给每一个人的。
Because it needs to be based on the number of people counted.
那在这整个分产业的过程里面，你会发现马拿西支派有一个叫做希罗菲哈，他没有儿子。
As you can see in this whole process, there's this one family, tribe of Manasseh, and as
民数记二十七章
，Yeah, it's in Numbers
一到十一节的时候
，Yeah, it's
有一个人就说有一个人好
，Yeah, I remember.So that was in Numbers 27. So the family, the daughter of Zelophehad.
Yeah.
He had no sons, but only five daughters.
所以摩西问神的结果，神就说，把父亲的产业就给这五个女儿。
So Moses asked, inquired of God, and God told him to give the father's inheritance to these five daughters.
Yeah.不过就是说他们不能嫁给马拿西支派以外的支派。
But they must marry inside of the tribe of Manasseh.
所以这个每个支派的产业就还是留在那个支派里面。
So that the inheritance of each tribe will remain within that tribe.
所以这个时候呢，他们已经就是说我们刚才讲过，就是说全地已经进入安息了。
So at that time, the land had already got rest.
那么约书亚他就在勉励 河东的两个半支派的人给他们祝福以后呢，就让他们自己回河东的产业。
So Joshua encouraged the two and a half tribes of the east side of the River Jordan and send them back to the east side.
因为他们完成了他们的责任了。
Because they have accomplished their mission.
那这些人回去以前呢，在约旦河边就筑了一个阵坛，以免将来有人认为这个河东的人跟耶和华没有关系的。
So before they returned, they actually built an altar, a kind of a altar of testimony, so that people later in the later ages will not mistaken them as having no relationship with the Israelites,
with the
Jehovah God.
这个时候，约书亚大概是快要去世了。
At that time, Joshua was about to die.
Yeah.所以他就把所有的长老啊、首领、审判官、官长通通召集来。
So he called all the leaders and the judges and all the tribal heads together.
他就提醒这些人，他们跟神从亚伯拉罕开始的历史。
He reminded all these people of the history of Israelites starting from Abraham.
也警告他们，为以色列人征战的是耶和华。
And also alerted them that those who fight for the Israelites are God Himself.
Yeah, 这个神也必会将所有剩下的原住民赶出去，因为那时候还是有剩下的原住民。
And God will surely cast out all the remaining Canaanites from the land.
所以一定要分外的谨慎，专心爱神，依靠神。
So they need to be especially vigilant and wholly rely and lean on God and follow God fully.
不可违背神律法书上的一切，免得耶和华的怒气就向你们发作了。
And they shall not rebel against all that's in the book of the law, lest the anger of the Lord arise from them.
那么这些人呢，会在美地上就迅速的灭亡，因为神发怒了。
Lest they die on the promised land because of God's anger.
而且他，我觉得他宣告了一句非常宝贝的话，他就说：“我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。”
And Joshua made a precious proclamation that as for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord.
我觉得因为这本是一个先知书。
Because this is a book of prophecy.
所以我觉得这都有神的这个计划在里面。
It really talks about God's plan in there.
以前我们讲禧年的时候，我跟全家都会得救，因为在禧年的时候就归回产业了。
Previously, we talked about the year of Jubilee, and that's the year when the entire household will be saved because at that time we all return to the Lord.
在 Promised Land 的时候，就是我和我的全家必定侍奉耶和华。
So in the promised land, it is that we, me, and my household, we will serve the Lord.
所以他那天又跟这个众百姓立约，把在世界就一块大石头立在橡树下，圣经上是说耶和华的圣所旁做见证。
So at that time, he again set a covenant with the entire Israelites that they will serve the Lord.
因为这个那个时候以前。这个其实那个时候没有什么圣所，他其实是亚伯拉罕，他因为在示剑的这个橡树附近啊，筑了一座坛，因为那个时候神向他显现，所以他在那里筑了一座坛。后来他们就这个地方，就是因为还有雅各把一些什么拜偶像的什么那些他的孩子们拜偶像的外面的东西，通通埋在那里不要了，所以他这个变成像一个。好像一个神圣的地点一样，所以他是讲一个圣所，其实不是真的圣所。那个时候
，So at that time there was not actually a temple per se. It was just a place where, initially, Jacob had set a kind of altar there. Abraham set an altar there, yeah, in the place of Shechem, and They also kind of cleansed, sanctified, performed the sanctification of all his children at that place, and yeah, so that's called a holy sanctuary place.
所以你看见就很像一个这个慈爱的父亲啊，在他快走以前教导孩子，谆谆的教诲孩子。
So it's just like a loving father before he is leaving this world, he just carefully tell his children.
那约书亚记呢，有五个地方记载得安息。
So in the book of Joshua, there are five places that recorded rest.
我们刚才提了两个地方了。
We mentioned two places.
还有三个地方是二十一章四十四节，耶和华使他们四境平安。
The other two, three places. One is 21:44, that the Lord gave them rest on every side.
然后还有一个是二十二章四节，使他们得享平安。
And the next is in chapter 22:4, your God has given rest to your brothers.
还有一个是约书亚快要去世以前的记载。是二十三章一节，使以色列人得安宁，这是修订版的说法。
The remaining one is before Joshua was about to die. It was in chapter 23, verse 1. The Lord had given rest to Israel.
所以你看见这个都是进入安息，进入安息，进入安息。
So it was all about entering the rest.
而且你会发现，这个都是什么？不是过去式，就是现在完成式。你看英文比较重要，
so,
中文看不出来。
You know, in terms of the word tense, it's more clear in English that it is already accomplished.
对，所以这个非常重要。
So this is extremely important.
因为这个进入应许地，我们刚才读过，就是进入了神的安息。
Because we just read that entering the promised land is equivalent to entering God's rest.
它这个都是过去式或者现在完成式。
It was either past tense or present accomplished tense.
Present. 现在完成式叫什么？还有或者这是过去完成式，都是都完成了。
So basically, it's saying it has already been done.
我想这个是不是告诉我们，我们今生在灵里是可以进入安息的，可以进入 Promised Land.
This is telling us that in this.Age and even in this life, in the spirit, we could already enter rest.
在灵里有安息。
In the we can have rest in spirit.
那约书亚是一百一十岁去世。
Joshua died at age of 110.
他就葬在他的地业以法莲山地的廷拿西拉。
And he was buried in his own inheritance in the Ephraim land of Timnah.
然后呢，他们把埃及带来的约瑟的骸骨呢，就葬在示剑。
And they buried the bones of Joseph, which they carried out of Egypt at Shechem.
那这个时候在迦南呢，已经不需要再进行正规大型的征战了，因为大部分的都拿到了。
At that time, they didn't need any major war anymore because the majority of the lands were already conquered.
那完成征伐的责任就落到各个支派的身上。
So the task of accomplishing the final bit of the war was resting on the tribal leaders, the tribes.
约书亚死了以后，那些知道耶和华为他们行了许多事的众长老还在的时候呢，以色列人侍奉耶和华。
So after Joshua died, all those while the heads of the leaders of each tribe were still alive, Israelites did follow and serve the Lord.
但是你看见后来的士师记，你就发现不幸的成为后来以色列人失败的记载了。
Unfortunately, afterwards, recorded in the book of Judges, it became a failure.
这个就是为什么神要他们把去攻打的城邑的全部住民、原住民都消灭的原因。
That's why God initially asked them to kill all that was in the land of Canaan.
生命记九章五节说，你进去得他们的地，并不是因为你的义，也不是因为你心里正直，乃是因为这个国民的恶。
Yeah, in the book of Deuteronomy 9:5, it says, it is not for your righteousness or for the unrighteousness of your heart.Or the uprightness of your heart that you are going to possess their land. But it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God is driving them out before you in order to confirm the oath which the Lord swore to you.
下面两个圣经节我们可以在 PowerPoint 上看见，我们中文一中英可以一起念。
And the other two verses we can see from the PowerPoint, and let's read together in English and Chinese.
Okay, 请。免得他们教导你们学习一切可憎恶的事。
According to all their detestable things which they have done for their gods, so that you would sin against the Lord your God.
Okay. 所以就是说，变成跟人家学了啊，学了不好的，对，不对的事情。
It will be like they're learning from the other people bad things, evil things.
然后利未记十八章二十四、二十五节。
And then, Levites 18.
这是，十二十四、二十五节。
24-25.
这是神警告他们，其实也是警告我们啊。
It's God's warning to the Israelites, which is also a warning to us.
Okay, 大家一起念。
Let's read together.
中英，
这在。Do not defile yourself by any of these things, for by all these things the nations which I am casting out before you have become defiled. For the land has become defiled, therefore I have visited its punishment upon it. So the land has spewed out its inhabitants.
所以神其实就是借着这个约书亚记就告诉我们，我们一面要对付这个老我。
So God is telling us by the book of Joshua that we need to deal with our old selves on the one hand.
然后另外一面要对付灵界邪恶的势力。
And to deal with all the evil forces in the spiritual world on the other hand.
神要我们绝对跟着头跟他过日子。
We really need to live following the head.
他要我们遵守他一切的话，留意听从他的活的话语。
He wants us to follow all his commandments and be careful in obeying his rema.
然后全心全意的爱他，尽心尽性的侍奉他。
And we will love the Lord with our whole heart and to serve him wholeheartedly.
专专的依靠他。
And lean only on him.
跟他有一个很亲密的身体跟头的一个关系。
And to have this intimate relationship between the head and members of the body.
我们越活得越老的人就发现这一辈子的生命最真实的意义就是认识神。
The longer we live, the more we realize that the true reality of this life is to know God.
而且跟他有一个很亲密的关系。
And to have an intimate relationship with God.
因为你越老，你就会发现这个旧造越可怜。
For the older you get, you will realize what a pity it is, our old body.
所以在世界里的我们必须要先过红海，就是靠主的宝血拯救，成为他的孩子。
So in this world, we have to first cross the Red Sea, that is to be saved by God, become his children.
Yeah, 像 little children, 那个约翰一书二章讲的小子们。
It's just like in the book of First John in chapter 2, like we are little children.
Yeah. 然后还要必须经过很长的旷野的路途。
Then we're going to have to pass through the long wilderness.
靠着神自己的带领要对付自己的老我。
By the lead of God himself to deal with our old self.
慢慢长成变成少年人。
To gradually grow into a young man.
这是也是约翰一书讲的。
That's also in the book of First John.
本来我想说，哎呦，四十年是不是一个试探试炼的数字？但是后来我想，哎呀，真的恐怕要 take 这么长的时间啊。
Originally, I was thinking whether 40 years was a long testing period, but later I felt like, well, yeah, it really does take that long.
Yeah. 然后。我们在这段时间里面就经历到在火里面向我们讲话的神了。
So in that period of time, we'll be able to experience the God who speaks to us through the fire.
但是旷野只是一个过程，最后靠着神的信实跟得胜，我们就到达了应许美地了。
But the wilderness is just a process. In the end, based on God's faithfulness and his victorious victory, that we're able to reach the promised beautiful land of promise.
好像我们长到更多认识那个从起初原有的真神耶和华了。
Then we, as if we are growing more into knowing this true God who was there to start with.
好像有一点父老的身量了。
We can beginning to have a little bit of the stature of a father.
就是约翰 一书也讲的啊。
Like in the book of First John.
那么从另外一个角度讲的话，你如果是去看罗马书八章十九到二十三节，或者加拉太书四章五节的话。
On the other hand, if we look at Romans chapter 8:19-23, or Galatians 4:5,
就是这个时候就长到了一个儿子的名分，得了儿子的名分。
Then we have the sonship.
哎，这个时候就达到天父创造我们的目的了，终于。
And finally, we could achieve this purpose that God created us for.
所以你无论从哪一个角度看啊，圣经上有好几个角度看。
So no matter what angle perspective you're looking at,
我们必须要自己打仗。
We have to fight our own battles.
而且还要打到底。
And we have to fight it to the end.
那这个产业到底是什么呢？
So what really is this inheritance?
就是主基督了。
That is Christ himself, Jesus himself.
这个希伯来书三章十四节讲的哈。
So Hebrews 3:14 says,
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
We have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end.
那哥罗西书二章九到十二节。
In Colossians 2:9-12,
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
你们在他里面也已经成为丰盛。
And in him you have been made complete.
他是所有执政掌权者的元首。
And he is the head of all rule and authority.
刚才我念的是修订版的翻译。
So、那么 we read the revised version.
但是英文的翻译你就觉得很有意思了，都是现在完成式的。
But again, the English translation、
就是、说
is in the tense that、
哎、
have all indicates everything has been done.
就是说我们在他里面已经有了这个丰盛了。
So that means in him we already have this fullness.
很有意思，而且我们 being made complete， 我们已经做成全了，满。
And then we already have been made complete。
所以很有意思啊，所以有时候要看看英文的 NASB 的。
So that's why it's very interesting. We need to, I encourage brothers and sisters to read the English translation of NASB, which is more accurate.
那《申命记》十二章九节。
And Deuteronomy 12:9。
他讲说我们的产业是神赐我们的安息，就是按照
our inheritance is the rest from God.
这个我们的圣经上有地，但是它真正的那个修订本也没有、而且原文也都没有这个地字，就是产业就是神给我们的安息。
So even though the Chinese translation says there's land, actually the other translations do not have this word land. It's just the rest from God.
那么约书亚记呢，就是从外面的表现来影射神如何带领我们进安息。
And Joshua was using the external manifestation to tell us what God wants us to be inside.
那个时候二十岁以上打仗的才有产业。
So at that time, only those who are 20 years of age and above who are able to go to war will have inheritance.
他就是影射我们所有的弟兄姐妹，不是现在不是讲我们姐妹不能打仗了，在新约时代所有的弟兄姐妹啊，只要必须要打属灵的征战，你才得到产业。
This implies that all the brothers and sisters in Christ, you have to fight the spiritual battle in order to gain inheritance, both brothers and sisters.
而且根据那个约书亚刚才讲的那句话，我们的全范围也能够进入安息，我和我家。
And also according to what Joshua was saying as we read earlier, that our entire sphere, including me and my household, will all enter God's rest.
这就是我们刚才讲的。神的造物之工从创世以来都已经成全了。
That's what we just mentioned, that God's creation has been fully accomplished ever since creation.
而在第七天，他也歇了他一切的工。
And on the seventh day, he rested from all his work.
然后接下去，这个是希伯来书的话啊。但是接下去呢，你就会看见，四章十节。
Then in Hebrews 4:10
就是刚才是希伯来四章三节跟四节，现在是希伯来十节，他就因为他歇了工嘛，所以他现在说他要我们也歇了自己的工，正如他歇了他的工一样。
So Hebrews 4:10 says, "For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his."
所以我们是被鼓励竭力进入那个安息。
So we are all encouraged to enter into that rest.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是向老我死，向旧造死，向凡出于自己的死。
That is to die toward the old self, die toward the old creation, and die toward the whoever that was fight for ourselves.
也向所有出于仇敌、属于世界的、属于仁义的死。
And die toward all that's out of the enemy, out of the world, and out of self.
Or other human beings.
Out of other human beings.
免得我们因为这个不信从他就跌倒了。
Lest we fall because of unbelieving.
然后只有我们进入安息的时候，歇了自己的功的时候，你就会发现神的性情，他的性格。
Only when we truly enter his rest, then God's character and his nature.
这就是新人新造，就会慢慢从我们身上就很自然的就流露出来了。
The new creation, the new man will reveal and flow from us naturally.
Yeah. 而且最有意思的是什么呢？这个在讲完进入安息是歇了自己的功以后。
More importantly, after we talk about this rest, that after you rest for your own work.
马上接下去啊，就是在讲说，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。
Then it talks clearly, the word of God is living and active.
对。就是说这个是 logos 啊。
So this word refers to the original word of logos.
而我们穿戴的全副军装呢，因为神叫我们穿戴全副军装，以弗所书讲要拿圣灵的宝剑。
And then the full armor that we are supposed to be put on according to the book of Ephesians that is including the sword of the Holy Spirit.
这就是神的话，活的话。
That's again God's word, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
所以，凡是他向我们说过的话，一方面我们必然已经逐渐经历到。
So all the words that God has spoken to us, on the one hand, we should have already experienced it.
另外一方面，他还是会我们继续征战。
On the other hand, he will continue to fight for us.
因为他的话是从永远到永远。
Because his word is from eternal to eternal.
但是我们必须要靠他把这个起初确实的信心要坚持到底。
But we must rely on him to endure with the faith that we had from the beginning.
因为我们是凭信心和忍耐承受应许。
Because we receive the promise based on our faith and endurance.
所以你如果愿意回家再看一下约书亚记一章三到九节。
So if you are willing, go home and read from Joshua 1, 3 to 9.
神对约书亚讲的话。
What God said to Joshua.
我们也要学习约书亚和加勒的榜样，要专心跟从神。
We will also need to follow the examples of Joshua and Caleb to follow God fully.
这样不但我们自己进到安息，得到进入应许美地，得到安息啊。
So that not only we ourselves can enter into His rest,
还满足神最初创造我们的目的。
But also to accomplish the purpose that God created us.
因为你如果看这个希伯来书二章六到八节，就说啊，这个人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他？你使他暂时比天使微小。然后赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Because the Hebrews chapter 2, 2-8, it says, What is man that you remember him, or the son of man that you are concerned about him? You have made him for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor.
你知道 we have been crowned with glory and honor. 因为这是现在完成式。
So we have been crowned with glory and honor.
然后派他管理你手所造的，你听一下英文。
And have appointed him over the works of your hands.
也是现在完成式。
Again, that is an accomplished tense.
使万物都服在他的脚下。
You have put all things in subjection under his feet.
不得了，这里都是现在完成式。
So all of these are things that are already done.
神把每一个属他的人已经摆在这个位置上了。
God has already placed each one of us who belong to him in this valuable position.
这个也成就了创世纪一章二十七到二十八节神最初造人的目的。
This also accomplished the purpose of God's creation in Genesis.
那个地方是现在式。
In the book of Genesis, it was actually a present tense.
我想你仔细去想的时候，你真是出这个真是远远超过我们所有可能的想象啊。
If you think about this carefully, it's really beyond all our imagination.
你已经
you have already.
等于是坐在他的宝座上，跟他一同管理了。
You're already sitting on the throne of our God and reign alongside with Him.
这是启示录第七个教会得到的一个话语。
That's what the seventh church, in the book of Revelation had gotten.
所以你看见啊，这是神做事的目的，就是完全都是把人高举，在跟他在一起。
So that's the purpose of God and raising people higher and to be with Him.
然后，这个方法呢，就是我们在他里面一定要接受不是人手所行的割礼了。
And the method is that we must receive that it's no longer the circumcision made by human hands.
这就是基督使我们脱去肉体情欲的割礼，这个就是旷野路给我们的这个功课。
But it's the circumcision, by God's deed in the wilderness to relieve us from all the sins of the body.
但是神已主耶稣已经成功了。
But God has already been victorious.
希伯来书二章十节。
Hebrews 2:10
说原来那位万物所属为万物所本的要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
It says for it was fitting for him.For whom who are things, and through him are all things, in bringing many sons to glory.
使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全。
To perfect the author of their salvation through suffering.
所以我们真的是要感谢神啊。
So we really want to thank our Lord.
他给我们远远不是光光一个救恩而已，不是得救啊。
Not only has he given us the salvation.
所以希伯来书六章一到五节。
But also Hebrews 6:1-5
求主帮助我们从基督道理的开端要竭力进到完全的地步
So that may the Lord help us to learn from the beginning of God's word and to go into taste the good word of God and the power of the age
学习这个约书亚和加勒专心跟从
And to really learn from Caleb and Joshua to follow God fully
因为他下面怎么讲让我们不但已经蒙光照他这是现在完成式哦。
So that we are not only have once been enlightened,
也已经尝过天恩的滋味
and have tasted of the heavenly gift,
然后已经与圣灵有份
and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit,
也已经尝过神话语的美味
and we've already tasted the good taste of, have tasted the good word of God,
也尝过来世的全能
and the powers of the age to come.
这不得了的话呀。
That's an amazing word.
我在看这个之前，好像几乎不大有想到这些事情。
Before I read these words, I kind of barely think about these.
但是我一看见它都是现在完成式，哇，把我吓了一跳。
But now, as I read these words and which are all indicating these things have been done, I was amazed.
感谢主，愿我们凡是神的儿女，竭力往前走。
Praise the Lord, all God's children. Let's press forward.
求主帮助我们，一方面跟他合作，专心跟从他。
May the Lord help us to work with him and follow him fully.
所以他就可以在他定的日子达到他在我们每个人身上的目的。
Then he can accomplish all his purpose in us in his time.
不得了，是远超过我们想象。
It's way beyond our imagination.
谢赞美神。
Praise the Lord and thank him.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and praise you.
因为你亲自来到世界上，为了要带我们进荣耀。
You come before this earth yourself in order to bring us all into glory.
你甚至要我们完全跟你一样，能够坐在你的宝座上。
You want us to be completely like you as to sit on the throne.
我们成为你的身体。
We can become your body.
执行你的旨意。
To carry out your will.
但是你为了在我们身上要达到这个目的，你吃了许多的苦。
But in order to accomplish this purpose in us, you have suffered so much.
我们真是要感谢赞美你。
We really want to praise you and thank you.
也求你帮助我们专心跟随你。
May you help us follow you fully.
不但跟随，而且一直到底，直到见你面的日子。
Not only that we follow you, but also we will endure to the end until we see you face to face.
让我们在这个时间的过程里面达到你在我们身上已经定好的目的。
Allow us to accomplish the will that you have set for us in this course of time.
不要让你失望。
And not let you down.
因为你可以让我们成功。
For you have already helped us accomplish this.
感谢赞美主。
Thank you and praise you.
主耶稣，我们真是愿意你快来。
Lord Jesus, may you come quickly.
在我们的生命里面，常常跟我们讲话。
Talk to us in our lives.
一直到见你面的日子。
Until we see you.
奉耶稣基督圣名祈求。
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.